Tom Cerutori joining us outside the Beaver bench. Tom, congratulations on the sweep.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate that.
Not pretty, but I'll take results.
Absolutely.
And you guys need 4 points right now.
Yeah, exactly. And, hey, they played a lot better. They had a lot more jump. And, we knew darn well they'd have a lot more jump. We watched the last four games on video, and you don't do what you did to Omaha and go in there and almost probably win two games and have a good tie and then sweep last weekend. So, they're a good hockey team. They're hard to play against. And bottom line was just getting the first goal really helped. And then getting the lead and playing with the lead helped as well. But, you know, Bits really saved our bacon a few times right there. And you saw it in the first and a couple times in the second. So he came up with some timely saves. And, you know, they need to do that.
Offensively, Tom, you guys have gotten a contribution from a lot of different players here during the unbeaten streak, and really all season long. That's got to be a welcome sight for you guys on the coaching staff, that on any given night you've got all sorts of players contributing in on the score sheet.
Well, we do, and that's nice to have right now. And you know what, you want to score by committee, and if you can do that, obviously, again, it takes a little pressure off those go-to guys.
Your fourth line didn't score this weekend, but boy, everybody else did. You got two goals from a defenseman tonight. You can't play defense against everybody, can you?
No, I mean, you can't. You can't. And it was nice seeing, obviously, Ruslan chip in right there. But the last one, it was just nice. It was just a one face-off. And, you know, it was nice winning some face-offs. We scored two face-off goals this weekend, and that's obviously nice as well. And you know, they're so important, and you stress them so much, so it's nice to see the guys get rewarded.
Well, and again, special teams, face-offs, those things click for you this weekend, and that always is an important factor to getting the W.
No, exactly, and again, it was a nice sweep by the guys, and it helps us, obviously, in the standings, and we create a little separation with the guys behind us, and now we just got to go, you know what, we got to go on the road and try to get the job done.
Have you ever seen a player, John Parker, tonight, get two breakaways within about a minute and a half, both almost identical? And boy, he certainly buried the second chance he had, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He had the far side was open, though. Johnny hit it, the far side. He was off his angle on that second one, and Johnny was on the spot right there and found the far corner right there.
Lake Superior State is a long trip. Can be a loud and intimidating building if the place is packed. They've fallen on hard times, but you guys went in there last year and got a sweep, and four more points would be huge, wouldn't it?
Hey, just take them one at a time right now, Schultz.
All right.
Don't put the cart ahead of the horse right there. Okay.
Two points Friday is going to be huge.
Yeah, we just got to play. We just have to play right now, and you know, we can't obviously. We just have to worry about how we play, and we have to make sure again our details, our habits are good. And, you know, we let the chips fall where they may, guys.
We'll see you then.
All right, thank you.
Tom Cerutori joining us outside the Beaver bench. Bemidji State, identical 4-0 wins last night and tonight. He joins us on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Our Donlinger GM 3 stars of the game when we return. Beavers 4, the Alabama Huntsville Chargers 0. We wrap up the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.